Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, his words will be our salvation. He came to save us from our sins and whatever the consequences will be. He came to save us from that. I must admit to you, sheep, this morning I am a bit nervous. Something has happened to me this morning that has never happened, that has shaken my nerves. So I want to tell you that I want to get started into reading to you, sheep, and those who are not sheep, what is written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. And I usually read a Bible verse, but I will tell you that this morning what caused me to, my nerves to be rattled, is that I started my program and I had only put on for 15 minutes, whereas I had meant to put 45 minutes so that it will give me time enough to say what it is that I might want to say to you, as well as whatever I wanted to say. I will try to read to you the book of the chapter from the book of chapter 4 of Deuteronomy. Nonetheless, I want to take a few moments to just tell you who I am as well as the name of the program that I have. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Excuse me, I got a cough. If it's not one thing happening to me, there is always something else. And this lesson that I'm about to begin today is very important, because after chapter 4, if I read it all, and if I don't, I will come back hopefully and read it all to you Friday, as well as read chapter 5. So This is the Feed My Sheep program. I am glad that you are listening. I ask you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil. Just in case I read something that you might want to jot down and check out later. So with the 19 minutes that I have left, let us get into reading what our Father has instructed his prophets to tell us. Now, therefore, hearken, that means to listen, O Israel, unto the statutes. The statutes are decrees and laws, and unto the judgment, the judgments about, talks about the things that you have done and what your forgiveness, what your forgiveness might be, which I teach you for to do them that you may live and go into the land and possess the land which the Lord God of your father giveth you. Our Father has not done that yet. The United Nations, I think that's who it was, as well as the United States, back in 1948, put in the children of Satan. And you can find that the children of Satan are in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 9, as well as 3 and 9. Read all of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3 and 9. You will find those things out for yourself. Do not let anyone mislead you and say that he's not talking about this and that. He's saying what he means, and they are the children of Israel, or perhaps related to them, who are over there now, stirring up what I consider to be mess. Now, that's just my own words, not what, that's what I'm thinking, and I'm telling that to you. Verse 2, you shall not add unto the words which I command you, neither shall you diminish, that means to take away aught, or aught is zero from it. You shouldn't take any, try to change any of the words that I read to you from this, from what I'm telling you, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord, which I command you. Verse 3. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor, Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord has destroyed them from among you. Amen for that. But these men over here, you have not destroyed, Lord. My Father, they are still mistreating us. Although we are not over in the land that you gave us. Verse 3. Your eyes have seen, let me read verse 4. I've read that already. I tell you that I got shook up when I found out that I had only 15 minutes to read. And, you know, I need more minutes than that to read my Father's prophet's words to you. Moses wrote these first 5 books of the Old Testament. And you read these and understand these. I will read further all of the books of the Old Testament if I am allowed to. If our Father has not come and gotten us by that time, then I will do my best to read it all. Verse 1, but you did not cleave, that means to like hang on to them, or unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, to this day. Let me read verse 4 again. But you that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, to this day. Satan had me try to read that verse wrong to you sheep who are listening, but you go back and read it for yourself. I am in the book of Deuteronomy. You'll find that in the Old Testament. That's spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 4. And you read it for yourself. I just read to you verse 5. And the Lord, well, I say Satan made me put a word that should not be there. He had tried to stop me from coming on the air this morning, but I am coming, and I know that I will not finish. Let me read verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord God commanded, that means to order me, that you should do